There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Fashion. That's the problem this morning, and it is a problem. We have learnt here in the business breakfast this morning the use of wardrobing. It's a verb, and it means to buy something knowing that you're not going to keep it, fully intending to take it back as you hand over your credit card. There's been a survey coming out of the UK. A fifth of shoppers admit that they do this, and that percentage, by the way, gets higher the younger you go. 43% of 16 to 24-year-olds are at it, 39% of 25 to 34-year-olds, which you could argue wasn't actually that young. And they're not just doing it once, on average, four times a year.
We had one guest in earlier on who said it is fraud, plain and simple. She is Rachel Weiler. She's a director of a company called The Mode, which rents out dresses. It's kind of legal wardrobing. We've also heard from a number of listeners this morning, many people getting in touch. Mohan says there's one online website, one online fashion website in the UAE that he thinks does it well.
You know, talking about returns and, wardrobing, we have these online guys, Namshi. Now, I place a lot of orders from them, and I think it's very cool. They accept returns, no questions asked, but you don't get your money. You've got a credit line with them, and you can sort of place orders in the future.
Yeah, and I do wonder what the stricter returns policies, shorter time to return, and also the giving only of credit or exchange. And a lot of the shops and malls here in the UAE doing that. If you're in retailing, let us know if this is something you're seeing. 4001, or use the Messenger app, and how you're combating it. Because it's very expensive for retailers. And even when we think of online retailers as maybe having less overheads than their bricks and mortar counterparts, very expensive for them as well. People to process the returns, free shipping, free collection for some companies, it all adds up. We are joined on the line now by Sarah Jones, who's the founder and CEO of Spree, online shopping website aimed particularly at parents and children. Sarah, it's lovely to speak to you again. Thanks for joining us.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me on, guys.
How big an issue do you think wardrobing is here in the UAE?
I mean, I think it's a real issue globally. I think we're in a fortunate segment or fortunate vertical whereby I think it's, I guess, less prevalent to buy your nappies or buy your stroller and then send it back a week later. So I think that we're quite fortunate by just the nature of the products that we sell on Spree not being as returnable or more, fast moving, etc. I mean, I think it's quite rare you buy a toy for your 5-year-old and a week later take that toy back. I'm sure you're not going to have a very happy 5-year-old. We do have quite a few things, especially in our kind of small appliances section, and we have some weird and wonderful, examples where somebody would have lost a small part of their own Nespresso machine and ordered one from us and then hand back a what looks like perfect box, and then you'll realise there's one small piece missing. So actually from our side, it's actually the more strategic returners who, it's direct fraud, where these customers are knowingly ordering from you to knowingly get that spare part, which is actually what we see more, and then returning the product and playing very innocent along the lines,
How do you deal with that, Sarah?
You've got to just take it. And that is, I think it's, when you're building your P&L up, I think it's accepting that there is going to be a percentage and hopefully a very small percentage whereby this is going to happen. It'd be a lovely world if it didn't. And like I said, we're very fortunate that, we're not working with a lot of women's fashion, etc., where somebody's ordering it for a party then sending it back. So our percentage is incredibly low, but there is instances where you see this happen, and like the other gentleman said, it's the free delivery is then the free collection is then returning the money back, and similar to Namshi, we do return as credit as well, unless there's a real reason to put it back as hard cash. But it is definitely an issue globally.
How much of is a cost to you as a business to have to process and deal with returns?
I mean, it's probably about 20 to 25% of an order cost would go on returning it, because you're obviously delivering the free shipping, which we do at Spree. You're then doing the free collection back again, and then you've got the personnel who are then, you know, processing it. You've got both sides of the credit card fees, you know, if you're processing it back to a credit card. So it definitely adds up pretty quickly, plus also the personnel time to organise the logistics, the return, and the processing along the way as well.
ASOS said a wee while ago that it was going to blacklist people who were serial returners. There's been calls in the retail industry in the UK for almost a ranking system, if you like, for shoppers, and then retailers could choose whether to deal with them or not. Would anything like that work? Would your sneaky Nespresso part stealers be people that you'd like to put on a list not to deal with? Or in the current climate, can you not be that fussy about who you trade with?
No, we can definitely be fussy. Through our business intelligence system, we do, you know, if we ever do have an issue, then that customer is noticed on the system and tagged so that we can see future orders. It doesn't mean that we wouldn't allow that customer to order again, but it would mean that we would be very vigilant in terms of any additional requests that they ask for in their orders. So yes, it's definitely something we kind of track meticulously to make sure that, you know, we're not carrying on servicing 15 espresso machines for all the different parts to one customer each year.
We've had a listener get in touch with us this morning asking that if they order four pairs of jeans to try them on at home, knowing they're only going to buy and keep one, cash on delivery, and then return the other three, does that count as wardrobing? Is this something that you're seeing, people hedging their bets with sizes or colours, trying them on and sending the others back?
So we see it sometimes with, you know, kids' fashion, where, you know, your child, luckily we're only dealing with, you know, up to about 12 years old in terms of our kids' fashion collection. But thereby, you know, the mother is ordering the 3 to 6 months and 6 to 12 months, not knowing necessarily how the sizing is going to come up. So we sometimes see that, but then we also see a lot of mums doing that and ordering duplicate sizes and then keeping the other one because, you know, the items are cheap enough. I think it's when you're entering into the women's fashion, especially the high-end women's fashion section, that the cost saving to a customer of buying it and effectively renting it for the night or, you know, is beneficial almost to the customer from doing that. And therefore, the companies do need to be very, very vigilant. But, you know, I guess when you're ordering a pair of, you know, Gymboree 50-room leggings, it's slightly not quite as in the customer's best interest to go through the hassle potentially of returning it themselves anyway.
Sarah Jones, founder and CEO of the website Spree, thanks so much for speaking to us on the Business Breakfast this morning.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.